If you'd like to spend some time with real people with a real heart for God, we welcome you to visit us at Harvest Church in Alexandria, Virginia. Our Sunday morning services are held at 10:30, and our Family Night Fellowship takes place on Wednesday at 7 p.m. Come experience God's awesome, life-changing power as we worship in His presence, fellowship with one another, commit to discipleship, and share God's love through evangelism. For more information or directions, visit harvestnova.com. That's harvestnova.com.
Joshua chapter 1, verse 1. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I'm about to give to them, to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country to the great sea on the west. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word. The title of my message today is Transition. Transition. As we begin, we turn the calendar and begin a brand new year, it's a time of transition, as we said. And we find in this passage that for Israel, this was a time of transition. Moses had led the Israelites for the past 40 years, and now he had died, and the older generation had died off in the wilderness because of their unbelief. Joshua and Caleb were the only old guys left, if you will. For 40 years, the marching orders for Moses had been basically take another lap around Mount Sinai. And we know because of Israel's unbelief, as I said, they were destined to wander in the wilderness for 40 years. Can you imagine that? If they had only believed God to lead them into the promised land when he said he would, they would have saved 40 years of wandering. But they wandered for 40 years. And now there was a change. Moses was dead. Joshua, Moses' right-hand man, was raised up as the new leader. You know, different ones of us have different viewpoints about transitions. There's a large part of us, I think, that doesn't like transition, that doesn't like things to change. And it's ironic to say this, but the one thing that doesn't change is the fact that everything changes. Some of you knew where I was going with that. It does. That's life. And things changed in 2021. Things will change in 2022. And some transitions are minor. Some we look forward to. Some we're not so sure about. But things will change. And this is a time of transition for us. As I said a few minutes ago, you know, the calendar may not mean anything, especially to God, because he's willing to work at any time. But for us, it's a fresh slate. It's a new beginning. And as I share this morning about this time of transition and a few truths about that we glean from this passage, I pray that the Lord will minister to your hearts and will speak to your hearts and will encourage you to face the future, not with fear, but with anticipation and expectation about what God will do. How many know God's in the habit of doing good things and bringing about good transitions in our lives? And we believe God will do that. So this morning, for a few minutes, I want to answer the question, what are some things we need to understand as we move forward in a time of transition? The first thing we need to understand is this, that the past is behind you. Well, Pastor Tim, I know it's behind me because it's the past. But the past is behind us. Some of our most difficult problems in life arise because we sometimes don't let go of the past. God, in verse 2, was very blunt with Joshua. Moses, my servant, is dead. How's that for being blunt? You know? Moses had died. There was no one more revered in the nation of Israel than Moses. God said in one place, Moses is unique because Moses I speak with face to face. And Moses was the one with all his failures and shortcomings that God used to deliver the children of Israel from the bondage of Egypt and to set them free. And the people looked to Moses as they would to any great leader. They depended on him. But God very bluntly states the obvious. Moses was dead. For all of his greatness and all that he meant to them, Moses was in the past. Joshua and the people of Israel faced a paradigm shift of enormous proportions. They were about to quit becoming nomads and they were to become landowners. They would soon leave their tents and move into homes. They would quit eating manna and start enjoying harvested crops that others had planted. They would go off of defense and go on to offense as they occupied the promised land. You see, Moses was dead, but the God of Moses was very much alive. Hallelujah. And his purpose was alive for them. And so when Moses died, they spent 30 days grieving him to honor him, but then that was it. It was over. It was time to move on. As we begin this brand new year, you know, you may be here, maybe watching online, and maybe there are some thoughts about your past that are holding you back from moving fully into what God has for you. It's easy to get bogged down over things that won't change. How many know the past, with all the regrets we may have, the past cannot be changed? It is what it is. Maybe you made some mistakes last year. Maybe you took some wrong steps. Maybe you made some poor decisions. Maybe you suffered some painful losses. Maybe someone let you down or you experienced a big disappointment. That being the case, it's time to let it go. It's time to move on. It's time to face forward and not look back. The past is dead. Just like Moses had passed away and he was no longer the leader of Israel, so the things that have happened to you or that you missteps you took or things that others did to you or disappointments or unmet expectations, whatever it may be, it's all in the past. It's over and you and I need to let go of it. Paul said in Philippians chapter 3, forgetting those things which are behind and moving forward. That's hard to do sometimes, isn't it? I said, Pastor Tim, but you don't understand what I experienced. You don't understand the difficulty and the struggle that I experienced. No, I don't, but God does. And your Heavenly Father says you need to let go of the past. Years ago, a thunderstorm swept through southern Kentucky and blew over an old pear tree on a farm where the Claypool family had lived for six generations. Old Grandpa John Claypool grieved the loss of the tree he had climbed as a boy. For all his life, he had enjoyed eating the pears off of that tree. And a neighbor came by and said, John, I'm really sorry to see that old pear tree blown down. And John Claypool said, I'm sorry too. It's a real part of my past. What are you going to do now? The neighbor asked. Grandpa Claypool paused for a moment. Then he said, I'm going to pick the fruit and burn what's left. And that's what we need to do from our past. Pick the fruit, the lessons learned, the examples that have been set for us down throughout the past. In other words, hold on to the good things. Burn the rest. Let go of the rest. We sometimes get so bogged down looking in the past that we don't have a clear vision of where we're headed. You know, when you drive, you're taught to, briefly, you're taught that there can be people on your a car on your blind spot, right? On your left or your right, that your mirrors don't reflect their image. So what do you have to do? If you're going to change lanes or do something, you have to take a quick look back, right? But I don't think any driving instructor would, instruct you to stare for, 60 seconds back, because you'd have a wreck pretty quick, wouldn't you? No, you take a quick look back to see where everything is, how everything lies, and then you look forward. That's how our lives should be. Does the past have value? Yes, it does. As I said, it has lessons learned. It has victories won. It has things we can build on. But our look to the past should be brief. It should be instructive. It should be to aid us to move forward. But if we're totally engaged in the past, if we can't let go of the past, we will have a hard time moving forward into God's future. And as I said, that includes mistakes we've made, failings and shortcomings. It's one thing when someone else does something to you and you have them to blame. How many know it's worse when you've done something to yourself? You've caused your own problems. You can't blame your spouse or your kids or your boss or your dog or anybody. You can blame yourself. And that's hard. That's hard to live with. That's hard to let go of. I can't believe I did this to myself. But you know what you have to do? You have to let it go. Because the Lord has covered our past. The Lord doesn't hold our past against us. He said he's thrown our sins into the sea of his forgetfulness. Hallelujah. He doesn't look at us in terms of our shortcomings and our failures. He looks at us in terms of what he can make out of our lives. So as we begin a new year, we need to let go of the old year. And everything before that, we need to remember, first of all, that the past is behind you. Amen? What's the second principle that we need to understand as we transition to a new year? It's this: the past is behind you, and second, the Lord is with you. He says in verse 5, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. Wow. Isn't that exciting? Because God was with Moses in a pretty special way, as I said. But he says, in the same way I was with Moses, the revered leader, the deliverer from Egypt, in the exact same way, Joshua, I'm going to be with you. That's big stuff. Then he says, have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord will be with you wherever you go. Joshua was about to lead them into the promised land where they would have to remove squatters. They would have to remove one group of people after another. They would have to fight and possess the land and take it over. It was a tall order. But God says, be strong and courageous. Don't be terrified. How can God say that? How can God tell Joshua to suspend the natural anxiety and fear that he would undoubtedly have when tasked with such a monumental task? Because the Lord said, I am with you, just like I was with Moses. And the Lord says to you and me today, on the second day of 2022, I will be with you, just like I was with Moses and Joshua and David and Daniel. And Paul, hallelujah. And John, I will be with you. The Lord is with you. Pastor Tim, I don't know about this year. You know, I don't know what the stock market's going to do, and you know, and the economy, and the political strife, and things just, and, you know, and COVID, and things are just seem to be as much of a mess as they were, you know, in previous years. I've said recently. Remember when we couldn't wait for 2020 to be over, you know, because it was an awful year, and then 2021 wasn't much better, it turned out, and now that's over, and some people have foreboding about this year. It doesn't seem like things are getting better, and the word of the Lord says, don't be terrified, don't be afraid. Why? Because I am with you, just as I was with Moses. How many know God is with you the same way he was with Moses and all those biblical characters? Because you're just as precious to him as they were. You're just as important in the kingdom of God as they were. Do you know that? That's pretty good stuff. I'm as important to the kingdom of God as Moses was and Joshua was. Because the Lord is with you. Joshua and Caleb were the two men who had demonstrated faith in God. Remember when Moses sent the 12 spies to spy out the land 40 years before? 10 of them came back with a report full of fear. Oh, there are giants in the land. Moses, I don't think we can do it. And only two, Joshua and Caleb, said, we can take the land. The Lord will help us possess the land. The Lord will help us move forward. See, Joshua knew 40 years before that God would be with his people. And now God was reminding him that he was with him. If you look in Joshua chapter 2, you'll see how ironic it was that the children of Israel doubted God's power. He had brought them out of Egypt. He had provided for them in the wilderness. And yet when it came time to possess the promised land, they doubted. Isn't that just like us? How many can say God has done really amazing things in your life and in your family? Congregation at home, you can't see, but hands are up all over the congregation. I'm sure you're agreeing with us also. I mean, God, how many can say God's done miracles for you? How many can say God has blessed you, that God has made a way where there seemed to be no way? Practically every hand in the auditorium. We know that. God has proven himself. And yet what happens? We face a mountain. We face a challenge. We face a difficulty. And what do? Many times, we doubt. Don't we? I like to say that I've never doubted. I've never worried. I've never been anxious. But that wouldn't be the truth. And the question arises, what more does God have to do for us to prove to us that he will see us through every challenge? And so we look back at the Israelites and we're often no better than they. God has done miracles for us. He's done amazing things for us. And yet a challenge that comes to us out of the blue, something we didn't expect. And I'm the same way. I'm preaching to myself this morning. And something arises and we say, what are we going to do? I don't know how we're going to get through this. Oh, ye of little faith. Your God has proven faithful and your God is with you. I can't predict what challenges you'll face in 2022, just like I can't predict my challenges for the new year. But I can tell you this, they'll be there. Things that you and I don't expect will arise. And for many of us, our first reaction will be that human reaction. What in the world am I going to do? But it's then we need to remind ourselves that the Lord is with you. He's with you. What more do we need to know? What more do we need? What more reassurance do we need to have? Because you see, like we sang this morning, he's a way maker where there seems to be no way. And we look at things through our human eyes and we say, I know there are problems that we've gotten past in the past. But when I look at this with my human eyes, I don't see a way out of this. I don't see a solution. You ever look at things that way? I don't see an out. I don't see an exit. I don't see a solution. But God does. God does. That's why we turn to Him. Because the Lord is with us. I love the prayer of King Jehoshaphat. Remember that? When five armies began to attack Israel. And Judah, the southern kingdom. And Jehoshaphat prayed. And he said this. He said, Lord, we don't know what to do. Ever feel that way? Lord, we don't know what to do, but our eyes are on you. Hallelujah! Sometimes that's the best prayer you and I can pray. Lord, I don't know what to do. I don't know a way around this mountain. I don't know a way through it. I don't know how to get past it. I don't know what the solution is. I don't know what the answer is. Lord, I don't have a clue, but Lord, my eyes are on you. Hallelujah! And the Lord will come through for you and for me every single time. Maybe not in the way we think He should. Maybe not in the way we tell Him to. Aren't we arrogant sometimes? Lord, if you just need to do this and arrange this and send this over here and, have that lottery ticket come through and, Lord, I got it all worked out. Just go ahead and do it. But the Lord has a better way. I don't know what to do. My eyes are on you. In 2022, when you come across a mountain that you don't know how to get past, pray that prayer. Lord, I don't know what to do, but my eyes are on you. The Lord said He would never leave you nor forsake you. You see, we are so tied to our feelings, aren't we? I feel alone. Lord, I don't feel like you're there. That's when we need to turn to us. This is why it's so important to read God's Word every day. This is why it's so important to, you see, we might get convicted and say, oh, I don't have devotions. I don't read the Word. So I'm going to start out. I'm going to start reading the Word of God. And we read it. We come to a difficult passage and we say, oh boy, I didn't get anything out of that today. This isn't doing much for me. And so we give up. But it's the daily practice of absorbing the Word of God, and that gets in you. Okay? Maybe not overnight, but, and so when the Word of God gets in us, we can quote the Word of God. We can quote the truth of Scripture. We can stand on the Word of God. And so when we feel like we're alone, we can say, I may feel alone, but God said in His Word that He's with me. Lord, I choose to believe not my feelings, not my anxious, worried feelings, but Lord, I choose to believe Your holy Word that You said You're with me. And Lord, by faith, I appropriate Your presence, I acknowledge Your nearness, and I put my trust in You. See, we have a choice. So the past is behind you, the Lord is with you. What's the third thing we need to understand as we transition to a new year? It's this, that miracles will follow you. Hallelujah. Miracles will follow you. Look at some of the things the Lord says in verse 3. I will give you every place you set your foot. Talk about a miracle. All they had to do was walk and God would give them territory. Verse 5. No one will be able to stand up against you. Verse 7. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Verse 8. You will be prosperous and successful. I mean, in the history of the world, in the history of the universe, there are no better guarantees than what Joshua got right here. Joshua, miracles will follow you. The mantle of leadership had passed from Moses to Joshua. In the past, God guided them with a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. He opened up waters of the Red Sea. Provided manna for them. Now everything would be different. But miracles would follow God's people. The miracles went before them at every turn. When the Israelites would cross the Jordan River to go into the promised land, the Lord told them to have the Levites, the priests, carry the Ark of the Covenant, the visible symbol of the presence of God, carry it into the water. Then the waters would part. Now, if you were carrying the Ark, you would say, God, could you part the waters first? God said, no, walk in. Miracles will follow you. You see, we have the mentality, seeing is believing. You ever hear that phrase? In God's kingdom, it's the other way around. Believing is seeing. Miracles follow faith. Did you know that? You see, because if our faith only works after we see the miracle, that's not really faith, is it? I mean, anyone can believe in something they've seen with their own eyes. Anyone can believe in something that's happened in the past. Faith trusts God even when Hebrews says faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Miracles will follow you. Now, God is sovereign. God can perform miracles anytime He chooses. And He often does. But primarily His way of dealing with us is that we believe and miracles will follow. The Lord will do whatever needs to be done in your life and in mine. And contrary to what many believe, the day of miracles isn't over. How many have had God do miracles for you? Supernatural. He puts His stamp on it and you know it's without God, that's not happening. Well, you know, Pastor Tim, I'm not some super Christian. I'm just kind of, you know, Joe or Josephine, regular Christian. And, you know, my faith isn't that great. And you talk about Moses and Joshua and all these. You know, I'm just, you know, Joe average Christian. And we just kind of sometimes put ourselves down with that kind of self-talk. Do you know, Jesus said, if you have faith the size of a grain of mustard seed, and that was one of the smallest seeds known. At that time, maybe one of the smallest seed known. It was tiny. Jesus said it only takes a little bit of faith. You see, because the key factor isn't the amount of our faith, it's who our faith is placed in. Hallelujah! Last time I checked, faith placed in God was a pretty good place to direct your faith. Amen? Miracles will follow you. I want to encourage you today that though you will face mountains that seem too big for you in 2022, God will bring you through that mountain, over that mountain, around it, whatever He wants to do. God will perform miracles in your life and your family. Say, Pastor Tim, I've been praying for miracles for so long. I've been praying for my family. I've been praying for my loved one's salvation, which is the greatest miracle of all. I've been praying for this. I've been praying for that, and I haven't seen it happen yet. I'm about ready to give up praying. And I understand that. And sometimes we get frustrated and we get impatient. But don't give up praying. Because you may give up praying right on the verge of a miracle. Don't give up believing. Don't give up trusting. Don't give up looking to Him as your source. Don't give up looking to Him as the way maker, as the miracle worker. Hallelujah. Because when we put our faith in Him, when we trust in Him, when we say, God, You're my source. God, You are the one I'm depending on. Then miracles will follow us. Hallelujah. We'll see those loved ones saved. We'll see those healing miracles. Hallelujah. We'll see those financial miracles as God provides for us. So what do we need to do in the meantime? I have found this. Miracles happen when we do what we're supposed to do. When we go about our business. If someone needs prayer, pray for them. If there's a financial need and you can meet it, then give. Someone said, if a trash can's full, empty it. If the kitchen needs to be clean, then clean it. Amen from the hospitality ministry. If kids need teaching, then teach them. If something's broken, fix it. In other words, we need to be about the business of doing what we can do for the kingdom of God. And God, as we do our part, God will do His part. How many believe that? The world says, show me and I will believe. God says, believe me and I'll show you. Hallelujah. Do we believe that, church? I mean, do we really believe it? I believe it this morning. God has too big of a track record with me for me to doubt His miracle-working power. Hallelujah. So in conclusion, in 2022, God wants to give us a new set of marching orders. We need to realize, first of all, that the past is behind us. Good, bad, in between, it's over, it's done. Brief glances to pick the fruit, to learn, to be blessed, to be instructed. That's all well and good. But a fixed gaze on the past, focused on the past, not letting go of the past will only be detrimental to us. We need to let go of the past. The past is behind you. Secondly, we need to understand that God is with us. No matter what we're going through, no matter what the unknown is. And it's real. It's really, I talked about the glorious unknown. It's really exciting when you think about it. That we don't know what the future holds. But man, when we trust God, the God who is faithful, and we know that He's with us, the future is bright. Amen? Whatever you're facing now, some of you know the holidays are over. Maybe it's back to work, back to school, whatever. Back to the routine tomorrow. You know, this week. And you know, some of you may be, oh, I wish the holidays weren't over. Well, they're over. Life goes on. But God is with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thirdly, we need to remember miracles will follow you. The God of the impossible will make the impossible possible in your life.